plurality of Britons, including Labour voters, believe in cover-up of Muslim grooming rape gangs. By Kurt Zindelka on January 16, 2025. A plurality of Britons, including Labour voters, believe that there was a cover-up of the scale of the abuse and failings by local officials in the Muslim child rape grooming gang scandal. According to a survey of 2002 British voters conducted by Friedrichs Advisory and JL Partners, nearly half of the public, 46%, either tend to or strongly agree with the idea that there was a cover-up of the grooming gang scandal, GB News reports. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the percentage of both supporters of the Conservatives and Nigel Farage's Reform UK party who believe there was a cover-up was above 50%. However, in what might be another blow to Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's leftist government, the poll found that a plurality of Labour voters also believe there was a cover-up. The poll found that 41% of Labour voters agreed that there was a cover-up, compared to around a fifth of Labour voters who disagreed. Prime Minister Starmer, whose own role in the scandal from when he served as Britain's top prosecutor between 2008 and 2013 might come under scrutiny in a full-scale investigation and whose part controlled many of the central grooming locations, controversially ordered members of his party last week to vote down a motion from Tory leader Kemi Badenoch to launch a national public inquiry. Starmer argued that the government should focus on implementing recommendations of previous reports while castigating those demanding a full inquiry specifically focused on the mainly Pakistani child rape gangs and the failure of local officials to protect young white girls as being merely a fixation of the far right. However, pressure has continued to ramp up on Starmer, with multiple Labour MPs breaking rank to demand a national inquiry, including the representatives for grooming hotspots Rochdale and Rotherham. The influential mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, has also broken with his party leader to call for a full investigation. Contrary to Starmer's dismissal, the poll released by GB News found that nearly two-thirds of Britons think that those calling for a national inquiry are motivated by getting justice for the victims. As to the motivation for such an alleged cover-up, 42% of those surveyed listed corruption as the most likely culprit, while 38% said that it resulted from political correctness. While there has never been a full national inquiry into the matter, previous localized and broader reports on child sex abuse found numerous instances of local officials ignoring the child rape and trafficking of young white girls by predominantly Pakistani heritage grooming gangs for fear of appearing racist or stoking ethnic divisions. The survey found that 8 in 10 Britons think that government authorities who either covered up or failed to investigate grooming gang allegations should face prosecution. Meanwhile, two-thirds said that prosecutions of public servants who failed to safeguard young girls should face prison time. As for the grooming gang rapists, the poll found that 47% backed life in prison, while 30% believed that they should face the death penalty. Intriguingly, the two groups most likely to favour the death penalty were Reform UK voters and members of black or other ethnic minorities in the country. The father of a grooming gang victim said, "Let's just get on with it and put this to bed for good. People of this country deserve to know what our children are facing, and they're facing it today." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.